Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug Frobel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Candelaria. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, John Candelaria. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Howard. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lynch, and towards Giles, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. There goes Gardenhire. The throw from Peña to Barra, and Gardenhire is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Frobel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candelaria takes first base on ball 4. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lynch. Candelaria moves to second. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Candelaria moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 1 in the game. Ray hits a line drive into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Peña reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0 for 1 in the game. Frobel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Howard. Frobel reaches second base with a double. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0 for 1 in the game. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candelaria is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Candelaria strikes out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreno hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-2 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garden Hire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Frobel is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-2 in the game. Barra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Willie Stargell pinch hits for John Candelaria. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Morrison moves to third. Barra moves to second. Jim Smith pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison scores. There goes Barra trying to get to home. Howard throws the ball into Bochy who tags Barra who's trying to score from second, for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-3 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to home to get Gardenhire. Valentine moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra misplays the ball. That's an error on Barra. Valentine scores. Kingman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Frobel takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to third. Morrison moves to second. John Milner pinch hits for Dale Barra. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Peña scores. Morrison moves to third. Frobel moves to second. It's Pirates, 2, Mets, 2. Rafael Belliard pinch runs for John Milner. Dave Parker pinch hits for Kent Tekulve. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Bill Madlock pinch hits for Dave P. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Enrique Romo now pitching. Rafael Belliard now playing shortstop. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 0-for-2 in the game. Bakke hits a pop-up towards short. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Froebel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gardenhire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gary Ratajczak now playing right field. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moreno takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 4 in the game. Ray bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Moreno moves to second. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 4 in the game. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Morrison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Doug Froebel. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 3 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Bruce Bakke. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges bunts towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to second. One out. Mukey Wilson pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Mike Howard. Rod Scurry now pitching. Richie Hebner now playing right field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. Wilson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.